Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S.
McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, that theme song just, I know you thought you was at a movie or something. Man, that is a track from one of my books called Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. And that's where Nevaeh gives this dynamic speech where she's telling her men to get ready to fight the demons. Oh, man. I just go crazy when I hear that. And I think my neighbors go crazy, too, because they told me, Don, you have played that song 850 times. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm glad to have you on my show. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. It is December 18th, 2015, and I want to send a happy and safe Friday to everyone out there, and I want you to be careful out there because I want you to take care of yourself so you can listen to my great show, and I can still enjoy your company on a Friday, and I can send my kisses out that my computer can't stand. Mwah, 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 mwah. And my computer says, stop slobbing on me. You can catch my show every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can also catch it at 5 p.m. in California and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And if you live in Buenos Aires, Rio de Janeiro, you can catch my show at 9 p.m. in the evening. Man, the show is brought to you with support from listeners just like you. And if you want to make your support known, you can go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net, hit the donation button, and make your support known. Man, we have reached, and I am so proud to say it, we have reached, man, I just can't get over these numbers that I'm looking at. We have reached, where the heck did it go? I think we erased it. Anyway, we had 155,000 listeners and 142. Man, I got to give myself an applause for that. Yay! Renee Gibson in Chicago said we were going to make it. Then she kind of changed the bet. She comes talking about you're going to get 200,000. I said, girl, you done lost your mind. But that's a good thing. If you want to listen to the show, you can dial in at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to get into the show. Or you can go on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And if you want to email me for any unknown reason or for a known reason, you could send me an email at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. Or you can use my other email at donsmcclure@aol.com. I want to send a special shout out to Rose Shannon of Chicago, Illinois, who has offered to create and send out postcards to all her friends and relatives to purchase my book, To Have a Friend. Oh, that is so sweet. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you, Rose. And she said she is a salesman and she will get that book sold because she loves it. So that's really good. Man, that is great. And I want to send a shout out to Agnes Ingram in Texas, who sent me one of the best reviews of my book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. So I will read you her post, and this was written by her, not me, just a post for a book review from Agnes in Texas. She says she was so touched by her words. Well, actually, I was so touched by her words about my Book of Inspiration. Her quote was, I just couldn't wait to say I am so happy that in this book, you are brilliant. You really know how to teach, touch the heartstrings too. I haven't smiled or cried much in a long time. And I haven't finished the book yet, but thanks again. I have been in a box a long time, but I'm feeling like I am peeping out. LOL, because of you. Had to say this to you. Keep it up. You are helping PPLs you don't even know. And my head got so big, it was swollen up I had to go to the head doctor. You remember that story? Oh, well, I won't tell you that story yet. Where your head gets so big, they have to put a little oil on there and make it shrink. After she wrote that, man, my head was big. I want to send a shout out to all my fans and supporters and listeners who I just could not have had a show without your love and support. And as I said, we have reached 155,108 listeners and counting. Oh, my God. We made it. And thanks to all my fans and supporters and friends and family, I feel so blessed and proud to have you as my team, my family, my fans, my supporters. I couldn't have done it without you. And God, he always tells me, Don, you better say I gave you some help. I say, oh, man, please. I already tell him all the time. God said, Don, I'm going to get you. I am going to get you. As of January 2016, Mr. Walter Green will be our Vice President of Advertising for the Don S. McClure Show. And Ms. Virginia Wong is interested in becoming our Vice President of International Marketing. Man, people are coming on board. I want to send a shout out again to all my fans and supporters. I'm telling you, I love you so much. We have one of the best shows coming up next week. It's going to be our Christmas show. We're going to be highlighting and reading from my book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish. The music selected will follow chapters in the book. So you've got to be around next Friday for that. But tonight, I have a guest coming on at 7:30 that is super duper booper phenomenal. Her name is Sharon Coleman. Her actual name is Sharon Lavette Coleman. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. She is a CEO of her own company, and she is celebrating 27 years of being successful in her business. And she has a book out called From Rags to Riches. And she's going to be talking about that book, and she's going to be talking about her 27-year celebration of Ritzy's Florist, which is a company in the city of Memphis, and they do some gorgeous, gorgeous floral designs and just all kinds of great stuff. So she's a great person. You're really going to like her. She's a dynamic young woman. And we are going to get a word from her, the author. She says it's been very draining writing the true story of her mother's life. But from its birth, many other stories that are indirectly associated with her were created. She says she hopes that you find a character or situation you can relate to, and it is her hope that her story can help you heal. So I'm telling you, 7:30, it's going to be on fire. Let me get to my music. I'm going to play the first track. It's going to be by Deborah Cox. She's my girl. She's got a new track out called More Than I Knew, because she had a guy that she really loved, and she let him go, and she wants him back, and she say, I love you more than I knew, but I thought I didn't, but I think I did. Oh, man, Deborah gonna kill me for that one. But it's by Deborah Cox. So let me play this track, and when I come back, we've got more great music on the Don S. McClure Show. Yay! Woo-ha-hoo!
Gave you my heart on a platter. It was stupid. I gave you my life like it mattered, but you took it. And all the people tell me that it's gonna take time. But time feels like forever when you ain't by my side. Breaking the spell, and now it just feels like I'm guilting myself. I found every reason to spin this around. Oh, why I miss you so much more than I ever loved you. I'm better at letting you know than when I had you. Oh, I know.
man, I had tears in my eyes on that song. I know I knew, boy, did I knew. Oh, man, Deborah. Hey, you know what? I always talk about when I was on the ice cream truck and the little girls would come up and take my ice cream and wouldn't pay me. And one of them came back and said, I know that you, I took your ice cream and I know it. Oh, man. That was corny. That was so corny. It was ridiculous. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am on my red tea that just drives me crazy. And the number you can listen to the show is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen in, or you can go on the internet and just type in with your fingers, www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you will be on the world's largest blog talk radio network in the world. I mean, the universe, but in the world. I got to play a track because my guest is going to be here at 7:30, and I am so excited about this dynamic, beautiful, tall man. Her husband got to be happy because that's one smart, beautiful woman. But she's going to talk about her story. She's a CEO of her own company, and she's celebrating 27 years. That's a heck of a long time to be successful. So I am so proud of her. I don't know what to do. But in the meantime, I'm going to play a track called I Know Who I Am, because I know who I am. And I hope you know who you are. I hope so. I hope you know. Because, man, I got to call my therapist. And my maid asked me to play a track just for her because I was going to hire some new maids. And she said, Don, you play this track for them because I'm not letting you go. I said, you go, girl. So I'm going to play where my girl's at because she was going to get all her maid girlfriends and come by my house and challenge any girl who wanted to be a maid. Can you believe that? My maid kind of crazy. And she's Spanish, so she might cut you. Let me play this track, I Know Who I Am, by Michelle Williams. And we're getting close to the time that my guest is going to be here. And, man, I am on fire on a Friday night with 155,000 listeners. So I guess I better get to play.
Me what I am.
I like that, man. I like when I say that. I know who. Oh, okay. All right. You know, did you know I used to sing for real? And people don't believe me. I sang with the Stylistics, the Dramatics. I was even in the back recording track with Boys to Men, even though they threw me out. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Man, my board is lit up with blue lights. That means a lot of people are tuning in to hear the fabulous Sharon Lavette Coleman. Man, and again, you're on the Don S. McClure Show, the best show on the internet, the best lifestyle show. I've got to play this track for my maid. She came by with her girlfriend. She said, Mr. McClure, nobody can work for you but me. Nobody. So you play that where my girl's at. And she wrote me a letter when they said, Don, I don't sound like that. I said, okay. All right, okay, all right. I don't know. Maybe it's just too much red tea. I am so happy it's ridiculous. Let me play this track, and when I come back, we'll play a quick PSA, and then my guest should be coming around the corner on the phone, and I can't wait to talk to her. But in the meantime, in between time, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only, the only one that God said, Don, if you don't learn how to do right, I'm going to burn a bush. And I said, man, please, I got a water bucket. And my brother called me and said, Doc, quit talking about God like that. I said, man, me and God type, please. Anyway, let me play this track, and when I come back, I'm telling you, I've got a great show with a great guest. But in the meantime, I'm going to play my dedicated song for my maid, and she is so good. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I get to see her. Telling you, you miss my name. Mr. McClure, where my girl's at? Because nobody else could work for you, and I mean that. Oh, man. I know she's going to say, I'm going to slap you because you know I don't sound like that. Bad. I just have so much fun on my show. Somebody asked me, was it the red tea that I drink? And I said, yes, I sell the red tea. And the police thought it was drugs. I had some red tea in my car. And they stopped and they said, what is this? I said, red tea. They said, Mr. McClure, what are you doing with cases of this? It kind of looked like weed. I said, it is a weed. It's an herb from South Africa. And I had to call my lawyer to get me out of jail. Can you believe it? I mean, I tell so many stories on the radio. It's ridiculous. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Let me play this quick PSA about my book, To Have a Friend, and another PSA. And by that time, my guest should be ready to come on the air, and I'm telling you, she's great. But let me play this PSA for my book, the book that's selling all over the country, To Have a Friend. It is one of the best crime thrillers ever written. And actually, that's the book that got me rated as one of the top 100 authors in America. Now, that's not a story. I'm telling the truth there. But I tell some stories. My mother would really just whoop me. Like, Dad, why you tell so many stories? I said, I don't know, Ma. I don't know. Oh, man. Let me play this PSA.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet, or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Oh, man, I love my Michigan Broadcasters. They support me so much. Okay, I'm through fooling around. It's time to get to the serious part of our show. I'm going to introduce to you Miss Sharon Levette Coleman. She is a dynamic woman. I'm going to push this mic button and see if I can get her on the air. Miss Coleman, are you on the air with us tonight on the Don S. McClure Show?
Hi, Don. How are you?
I am having a ball since I talked to you earlier, and I have to put on my serious face right now. So I'm going to try to act real serious. Sharon.
Oh, I've already heard you have all that fun, so I've been laughing with you. Don't stop.
Okay. Now, I want the audience to know that you are Sharon Levette Coleman, and you have had your company for 27 years, and that is worth a celebration. But the main thing I want to talk about before we get started into Sharon Coleman, the entrepreneur, is this book that you wrote called Rags to Riches. And from what I read, you said it was very draining, but you wanted to tell the true story about your mother's life. So what actually inspired you and give you enough courage to talk about your mom's life in a book?
Well, the depth of her life inspired me. The challenge of telling the truth came from me wanting to create the person I wanted to be versus the person I was born to be.
Okay.
And what I mean by that, Don, is we all grow from our mother's womb. And we have no idea what the DNA, the chemistry between mom and dad, what habits mom may have had or dad may have had. And we don't know what they learn coming up. We don't know their environment. All we are is a seed that's planted into our mom's womb. So whatever scars that our mother or parent, father may have had could transcend onto us. So we as people, we have to grow into who we want to be and kind of break some of those cycles. So I was inspired to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because I know that my mom would want me to do that. She would want me to expose the bad behavior and to complement the good behavior.
Okay. All right. Now the book is named Rags to Riches. So what made you choose that name for the book?
Because I discovered when I started writing that there were a lot of secrets in my family that was causing pain, a lot of hidden secrets, a lot of things that no one wanted to talk about. But we saw the anger, the jealousy, the competitive spirit, the arrogance. We saw all of that. And so I named the book From Rags, which I spell it W-R-A-G-S. And that W is what rags? What am I talking about? What rags am I talking about in this book? Those rags were things like molestation, drugs, alcohol, abandonment, teenage pregnancy, prostitution, stealing, jail, going in and out of jail, rumors of whose daddy is this and whose daddy is hers, and courtship, just all kind of rags. So rags to me were the ugly things that people whispered about, but they didn't openly talk about.
Well, you know why I like that title?
Why?
Because one of the things that I talk to a lot of new writers, and the big question always comes up. They want to write their book, and they have a lot of situations like what you just talked about. Their question is, do I tell it, or do I kind of shave it off, or do I just actually lay it out the way it was? And I tell them all the time that if you have a book and it's a story about your life, tell the actual facts. So this way, you'd be surprised how many people are listening to you right now that are saying, I've had all those same situations. I just didn't know if I could really talk about it or have the courage enough to say, let me write this. Like a lot of times people will write a book and they only want to put the good parts in it, which is okay. But you got to have something that went on in some family that talking about it is real therapy. So I'm glad that you said the W and what rags stood for, because a lot of people may thinking it's just rags to riches, like you were poor and you changed this. But what you just said was dynamic.
Well, thank you, John. Actually, to riches, which is spelled R-I-T-C-H-E-S, the T for me was a cross. And these symbols were secrets to me until I finished the book, because the T really gave me the courage to tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It took God, the cross, for me to be able to endure the bullying, the slander, the threat that I received from telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But what I realized once I started writing and exposing the truth and the bad behavior, I realized that I began to heal. There was some pain laying dormant inside of me that I didn't even know was there. There were some things that had transcended onto me that I needed to break so that those things wouldn't transcend over to my daughters. And I needed to make everybody aware of those things that I found that had transcended onto our nieces and nephews and some of the bad behavior that was being carried out in my siblings. And so I chose to do that. But the hard part comes when you're writing a nonfiction story, and we talked about this earlier today. I said, Darren, I'm so proud of you because, I mean, you spit out books like, you know, like bubble gum. Like, okay, the sugar is gone, spit it out. And I'm like, oh, my God, Darren, it's awesome. Man, I cannot write stories as fast as you. I'm like, you are something to commend. Man, it took me 7 years to get Rags to Riches done because with nonfiction, what happened with me is I would have to stop and heal a little bit, and I would have to stop and say, okay, are you going to tell it like it is, or are you going to dress it up? And so there were weeks at a time, and you probably know about writer's block. When you just block, you can't write. Mm-hmm. It's there, but you just can't say it because I don't want to tell it on my sister, or I don't want to hurt my sister, or I don't want to tell the truth about I found out daddy isn't my brother's dad, or how do I go and ask my dad if he's the dad, you know, how do I go and ask my sister, you know, how do I go and ask my sister, really, that night I remember you coming in late, had you just prostituted? Mm-hmm. You know, all these memories started coming back the more I wrote, the more I started remembering things, and so I wanted to write it decent and in order, but I also wanted people to hear me and to understand that we all have dysfunctions in our families, and it's up to us to stop it, to create a new person, and to heal from the rags so that we can get to the riches. And the riches is really a spiritual person before we become financially stable or become that millionaire. We need to heal. We first have to elevate ourselves spiritually, and then we can get all the money and all the other stuff. So the book isn't, it's about going from a dysfunctional situation to a functioning situation. And it required a lot of work.
Well, again, like I said, what you're talking about is so much, it's really needed. There's a lot of people going into marriages or relationships, and they're having a hard time because the guy may be a really good guy or the girl may be a really good girl, and they're still carrying what happened in their family, in their past relationships, and they haven't talked about it and they haven't healed, so they can't get to the riches of a good relationship because they're still dealing with the rags of the past bad relationships, and they don't know why. They keep saying, I can't figure this out. I don't want to talk about that. But my thing is, when you're writing, it's therapy. And you just proved that by saying it took you a while because you had to write a little bit, heal a little bit, write. And I tell writers that it may not come out the first week or the first month or the first year, but if you're writing something that's personal, you're going to have a battle with it, which is what you're talking about. And I'm just proud, you know, to know that there's a book out there. I want people to go to Amazon. Now, can they get your book on Amazon, or where can they get this book at?
Yeah, you can get it at authorhouse.com, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. You can get it.
Okay. Now, is there...
Yeah, it's online. It's an e-book. You can get it as an e-book as well.
Now, can they Facebook you and order a book, or what can they do?
Yes. If you want me to autograph it or you want to communicate with me, just Facebook me and say that you heard this interview. You know, drop me or inbox me, you know, and let me know. You can just Facebook me, Sharon Coleman, or you can go to From Rags to Riches, and then we can communicate, and I can send you the book as well. So either okay. Sharon Levesque Coleman, Sharon Coleman, or From Rags, W-R-A-G-S, to Riches, R-I-T-C-H-E-S. you know. Yes. And then you can call Dunn. Hey, look, you can call me at my office, which is 901-525-1645. And that's Ritzy's Florist, but you can ask for Sharon Coleman, and we can talk about your book, getting your book then.
Yeah, you know what, because I really believe that the more therapy we put into our community, the stronger we become. And a lot of times, I've talked to Dr. K and a lot of other people, a lot of times we're either too ashamed to talk about things, or we feel like if I say this happened to me and it's connected to other family members or other friends or other past relationships, maybe I don't want to put that out there. But you're not really telling on them. You're just telling what you were involved in or how you saw your life. And these are the participants in the story. So I think this is really good.
Absolutely. Yeah. I realized just, Lexa Richards has been, I published the book in 2007, and I talked to my publisher just about maybe a year ago, and I told her that I was working on Lexa Richards too. But I have healed, and I have broken cycles and generational curses that were passed on to me. I've broken those things. And with me doing so, I just didn't want to talk about the rags anymore. I was excited to talk about the riches because I had overcame such big challenges in my life, and I'm such a happy person. And I'm okay with the molestation and the drugs, the alcohol. Like, I used to drink wine, and I used to, want to smoke cigarettes and things with marijuana. And then once I learned where these things came from, then, of course, I don't do any of that stuff. Not that it's bad, not that, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying that that's not who I wanted to be. That's who I was around, and that's what I tried. So I decided I wanted to try to just, be free of substance, period. And I won't even drink coffee if it's consistent because I don't like habits, Okay. So I have a problem with habits. So anything that's not good for me, that's a habit, then, I immediately stop it. So I'm not routine at all. I'm just like a very spontaneous person,
But
it's fun to get to know who you want to be versus who you were born to be when you were born to be a dysfunctional person.
Well, what I like about this is I was looking at a video of you the other day, and I was showing it to some friends of mine, and you just look so happy. I don't know whether you were in California, but you were on a beach, and you had your shoes off, and you had this, I think, a white outfit on, and you were running through the water, writing something in the sand. And they looked at this, and they said, she seems so happy. I said, well, as far as I know, she's always been happy. But just to see you out there, because I'm telling you, the tape looked like it was something done in Hollywood, one of them true life story little clips. And you were playing in the sand, and I don't know what you were writing. I think you said it was Jerry or something like that, but you'd write it, and the water would come up, and you'd run back out in the water with your shoes off and then write something else. And I said, she seems so happy. So the riches are there from who you are now. And I can understand that. I mean, your whole attitude, as long as I've known you, I never knew any of this other stuff. I always seen you as Sharon Coleman, the entrepreneur, the young lady that was so polished that people say, oh, man, she got it going on. And they admired you. So for you to write the book so they could know where that came from is really a compliment. And it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yes, I tell you, just to have written the book, and at first, Dunn, I thought that the book was for me and for my siblings. And so I wanted them to come along with me because it became a mission for me. The book became a mission that I would share the story with the world, and I would have the world to, people that were dealing with dysfunctions, I wanted to show people how to just stop the cycle, break the generational curse, become who they wanted to be, and to see how happy they could be. And I wanted my siblings to do the same thing, but some of my siblings wanted to hold on to some of their behavior, and I'm okay with that, okay? I'm okay with that. But I was so excited to write the second part of From Rags to Riches, because the second part, like I was speaking of my publisher, she said, well, hey, look, let's not do a Rags to Riches 2. Let's just add 10 chapters on to what you've written. And I thought, oh, that's exciting. So I can talk about the beach. I can talk about, you know, flying all over the world. I can talk about how free I am. I can talk about, you know, knowing what love is. I can talk about having fun. I can talk about what I do in the community. And I can just give them a little bit about the bullying that I got, you know, from writing the book. But now I can talk about my faith. I can talk about trusting God. I can talk about faith doesn't work if you don't trust God. Did you know that?
I trust him every day.
You know, I didn't know that for a long time, you know, and that's something else that I learned with Rags to Riches is that my great-grandmother did the best she could with teaching us. But some of the things great-grandmother taught us was just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't mean any harm. She taught us the best she could. Okay, we came from slavery. So, of course, we were taught wrong. Okay, so, you know, once I learned that she did the best she could, then I realized, you know, people always said without faith, you know, you can't have nothing unless you got faith. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't trust God is going to do what your faith is, you just got faith. Don, it was until I start trusting God that I deserve to be happy and I deserve to travel the world and that I could ask Bishop T.D. Jakes to help film my book. And I could go to Tyler Perry and I could go to Oprah Winfrey and not be afraid. It was when I learned that I could trust God and that God loved me just like he loves anybody else that I started talking with authority and asking for what I wanted out of life and expecting yes. So I began to get yes, and that's when I discovered the riches part of From Rags to Riches. Now I'm brave, I'm courageous, I know God loves me, and I know that it's okay to say, well, God, I'm ready to be a millionaire. And then he started putting me in that position. And so when you see me on the beach and I'm writing in the sand and I'm happy, I'm truly happy.
Well, you know what, Sharon, it's so amazing. Again, we both know Memphis, and I'm telling you, your story needs to be even promoted more because there's so many people out there. You brought up a very valid point. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't trust him, and sometimes people see other people and say, well, she's just blessed. He blesses everybody. You just have to want to work with what your blessings are. And that's why I'm finding this is such a really great thing to have, because then people can get an idea of if Sharon can do that, go from where she was with all the mess that was going on. Because like I say, when people talk about you in Memphis, there is a lot of respect for you. I've seen you with Cohen. I've seen you with the mayors. And every time I've seen you, you've been upbeat. It's like, hey, this is what my daughters are doing. I'm promoting them. This is the kind of things I want to be around. And I see you around a lot of positive people. So to know that you have a story to tell is just amazing for my audience and for me to hear. Because like I said, more and more people need to be able to let go of the past, talk about it, get it out of your system, and go to the future. Because that's where they're going to grow from. Now,
absolutely.
What we're going to do is I want to come back and talk to you some more about your company, and I want to talk some more about this book, because people don't know that. I'm telling you, when I had this segment called Someone You Should Know, I believe the more positive people that they see out there in the world that actually have stories to tell them, once they latch on, they can gain from that. And they can start looking at their own life and just say, you know what, where's my rags at? Or what does that mean to me? Rather than just everybody thinking rags to riches means, you know, you were poor, you were broke, you were homeless, and you went to this. Sometimes the rags are totally different. Maybe there's some emotional rags that need to be wiped out versus financial rags. But I like this. I mean, I really am very proud of you, and I like the things that you're talking about. I think my audience is really getting a lot from you. Now, you wrote the book in, what did you say, 2007?
I published the book in 2007.
Okay.
And I wrote the book. I started writing it in 2003. My mother passed in 2003, and I picked up a piece of paper and a pen, and I started writing about all the good things that I had accomplished. And I just couldn't get it out without telling all the challenges that I came from and all the things I had to do to get to where I was. And so in 2007, I published the book. And then in 2008, I wrote the stage play, and I wrote the screenplay for film.
Okay.
And I took it to stage in 2011. In 2012, I pitched it to Bishop T.D. Jakes. And then in 2013, I pitched it to OWN Network.
Okay, Oprah's network, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
And, you know, that was exciting to even get that close to Oprah Winfrey's network and to actually pitch a reality show. But then I got all the way there, and then I bagged up. I decided I didn't want the reality show.
Get out of here.
Yes. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I've seen situations, yeah. But that's good to know that you backed out.
I mean, I got all the way to Oprah Winfrey's, I would love to call her executive promotion manager's name, but I'm not going to. But she was just very wonderful, and I was going in and out of L.A., and we met, and we talked, and, you know, and she told me what the network was looking for, and they were looking for just what I had, a story about a dysfunctional family that wanted to heal and wanted to show it to America. It would have been a great story to see a family with dysfunctions work the dysfunctions out. But when I learned that reality shows aren't really reality shows, they're improv.
Okay.
They're not really reality shows. They're improv, okay? So they just come in and tell you, okay, today, Sharon, you're going to find out that your little sister was molested. And you're going to hit the ceiling and go crazy. Well, that's not what I wanted from my story. I didn't want to improv. I didn't want to lie. Not saying that the network wanted me to lie, but this is how reality shows work. This is how they get their numbers, the drama, the history of sometimes not the truth. And what I wanted from a reality show is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted from my family is to heal for real and not play. And I don't think they were ready for that. I think they wanted to play. And so I just said, no, well, we're not going to do this. We're going to turn this off for now. So I did.
Okay. Well, see, again.
Rags to riches is not just about, it is truly about healing. You know, it's just not about the money. And I didn't want to wake up and cameras in my face every day and you know, we're praying with TV.
Right. Well, you know, it's again, it's really good that you're saying that, because a lot of people think no matter what you're offered, you'll take it, but that doesn't always seem to be the case. There's a lot of things that people offer you that you say, I don't care for any amount of money. If it's going to be different than what I believe it should be, then you can keep the money. And I found a couple of people in the industries that just say, no, I was going to work with so-and-so, but the money was good. But if they wanted to change principle or the purpose of what I wanted to do it for, which is kind of what you're saying, you know, it's like, no, I'm not asking you to play with this. This is something that I take a lot more serious. So you just have to pass it back. But that shows courage. That shows a lot of courage.
You know, it's like Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry has been my mentor for years. He has set the bar. And so I look at him all the time. I'll give a little feedback here.
Okay.
Am I okay?
Yeah, okay. You're fine.
Okay. Tyler Perry set the bar for me, and I'm one that I always find someone that's doing great things, and then I watch them and I mimic them. I don't try to replace them. Like, I hear people all the time say, oh, you're just another Tyler. You're Tyler Perry. No, I'm not Tyler Perry. I'm Sharon Coleman.
Okay.
Tyler Perry is Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay for me to admire Tyler Perry, just like Don McClure is Don McClure. I can't spit books out like Don. Don can, but I can be encouraged to get this second book sent out because Don is doing 20 every other month. You're putting them out there, you know. So, but I believe in having mentors and people that you can look at that set an example for us to follow by.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Tyler Perry did for me. He gave me examples. And when I went to stage, I sold out 9 shows. And I challenged the Orpheum Theater and the, what's the name of that theater? And this is the Cannon Center.
Okay.
Simply because I studied Tyler, and Tyler said, well, I only have 40 people. So I thought, when I went to the Cannon Center, I said, okay, well, if I have 50, I've done better than Tyler. He would be proud of me. And so I had 1,600. And I thought, wow, God, Tyler Perry would really be happy with me. And when I do my homework and I look at people that inspire me, I find that it's okay for me to take the route that I'm taking.
Well, see, that is good because... Yeah,
it's to say no to certain things, you know. Like, a lot of people may think, oh, well, what is Sharon doing now? Because you wouldn't believe, I took about 3 years working on the reality show just to say, no, I'm okay with this. I'm not going to do it. And now I just started auditioning for film again. But, you know, it's so important that we don't let other people drive us, but we drive ourselves.
Well, like,
and that's where I am in life. I'm basically driving my own car. I don't let people drive me. So just because you think I should be having a reality show doesn't mean I'm going to sign the contract.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very important to me. But you know what's interesting, Don?
Go ahead.
Is I'm going to change the cover of the book.
Okay.
And you know why?
No, tell us why.
The reason why is because I don't feel the same that I felt at the beginning of the book.
Okay.
You know, when I first wrote the book, I was hiding behind something. So I was, you know, the book, if you look at the book has got a star and it's got water. So you really don't know that it is a story about dysfunction. It looks like you almost have to pass or die before you get to the riches.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Really? Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked at the book cover?
Yeah, when I put it on our playboard, because it's showing on our playboard if people are online. And it's a beautiful cover. And I wouldn't imagine that the story is about what you're telling me about now. So I think it's a good choice to make a different cover.
Right. And so, you know, you're an expert. So what do you think? I mean, I thought about a still you are just a person that's got a lot of substance.
I
thought about angelic in the on the back page.
Mm-hmm. I think that the cover always has to attract exactly what you're trying to say, which is what my cousin was going through. She wrote a book, and they placed her book in a category based on the cover. And after the book got out, she said, you know what, Don, I really shouldn't have let them do that, and I shouldn't have done the cover the way I did it, because the story that's in the book is not what's related to what's on the cover. So
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes you go through that because you're thinking, how do I do the cover? What do I do? Or what story am I trying to tell? And sometimes we're caught between, we're telling a great story, and we're still kind of caught between, what do I put on the cover that may not get everybody's approval, or everybody may say, well, that's not what I want to read. But actually, I think changing the cover is a great idea from where you're going now with the book, and having those real chapters in the end, and still keeping the word, I like the rags to riches, but just change the cover image so that when people see the cover exactly, they don't get a little bit confused. But I think it's a great story that could actually get people to address the issues of what's gone on wrong in their life, no matter who it came from, to where they're going now, to gain that strength. So I think you've got a great idea.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about it. I'm excited about changing the cover, and I'm excited about the I just finished the last 12 chapters, so I'm excited about that too. Instead of 10, Don, I gave them 12.
Okay, all right. Well, listen.
Yeah.
I want you to hold that thought. I'm going to play a track called If I Could, which is kind of relating to what you're talking about. And when I come back after the track, I want to talk about this 27 years of you being your own boss, your own CEO, and this floral company that you have. I love the logo. I've shown it to a lot of people. They really like it, and I want to talk about that. So we're going to give you some extra time. But I want to play this track that's kind of relating to what your story is. And so when I have a guest on my show, I always try to find some music that kind of fits with exactly what they're talking about. So this is going to be right on time. It's by Regina Bell. And when I come back, we've got more from Sharon Coleman on my show at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. And my board is lit up with blue lights, girl, from all over the country. People are listening to you from Texas, New York, Alabama. So you're putting your story out there. But hang in there with us for a few more minutes. Let me play this track. And when I come back, we've got more from Sharon Coleman, who's going to talk about her company and 27 years of success and more about her book. So Sharon, hang in there with us for a few more minutes.
Absolutely.
I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes, give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would, if I could. I would teach you all the things I've never learned, and you cross the bridges that I burn. Yes, I would.
We're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm having an interview. Actually, we call them conversations with author Sharon Lavette Coleman and her 27-year success in her book, Rags to Riches. And Sharon, I just got 4 or 5 emails and some comments from people about your cover. They like it. They were very impressed with how you used Rags to Riches. So it's being talked about. And I'm like, okay, guys. And they were like, Don. I said, okay, I'm going to tell her. But so far, they like your – I said, well, how's she doing? They said, she's doing good. They feel they're being informed. And that's the best thing that a guest can do. Now, Sharon, I want to talk about this 27 years. I've known you for 18, 19 when I was in Memphis. But my thing is, what inspired you to start your own floral company?
Well, you know, Don, my mother and my mommy, and my mommy is actually my husband, my dad. I'm sorry, wife is my mommy. Both my mother and my mommy, they used their hands a lot. One knitted and the other crocheted. And just like we pick up habits from our parents that could be bad behavior, good behavior, then we pick up their crafts. And so I picked up using my hands. I just played around with flowers and yarn and knit. And I just... it became fun for me. I remember going into the Red Lobsters, and, you know, they used to have all the pretty green prints hanging everywhere, and they hung them with, like, a, on a, like a, I guess a clothes hanger. And so I would go in, and my pitch was, wouldn't you like to replace that with a pretty macrame? And so I had a manager to say, yeah, that would be nice. And they had like 125 plants or better. And so I replaced all the wire, and then he came back. He said, can you replace the plants? They look kind of bad. And I thought, oh, well, now. And I didn't say no because, you know, I'm a graduate as an accountant, you know, so I know what dollar signs look like. So I multiplied that 125 by 30 bucks. I thought, oh, no, I got to get that. I told him yes, and I had to go out and make phone calls and locate the plants, and I got it done. And believe it or not, he called, and his district manager wanted me to do 4 other Red Lobsters, and before I knew it, I was operating the business.
Hmm.
And I just, I love the feeling of being my own person. I love the feeling of being free. I don't know what it is, man, to work for someone else. I just don't. I don't know what it is to work for anyone else, and I don't want to know what it is to work for anyone else, because it feels so good to own my own business and to be able to wake up and say, what do I want to do today?
Okay.
And, you know, and I like that. I like being an entrepreneur. I like what I do. You know, I became private 3 years ago because, you know, I was at a point that, do I retire the florist? Because, you know, my baby is acting and writing, okay? My book is, let's see, 2003. This is 2015. So my book is, what, 12 years old? Okay, and Ritzy's is 27 years old. Now, 27 years old is grown. You know, mm-hmm. My daughters are 21 and 23. So Ritzy's is 27. And my daughters, they remind me. They need my support, but they're grown. They're out on their own. They live in their own little condo, and they're doing great things. So Ritzy's is grown. She's 27 years old. And my baby is writing. She's 12. She needs more of me. You know, my acting career is 18. She's getting grown, okay? And that's the way I look at my careers, by the time that I've put into it. So I'm putting more time into my writing. That's why you see me. I love to write by beaches. So I go all over the world writing, you know. Thank God my husband is a pilot, so I can do that.
Okay.
But I enjoy it. You know, of course, I'm not always on his plane, but I'm always on a plane, you know. You know, but I love to write. It's freedom. Like, I'm really writing a story about relationships. And that's another, and it's done. I need your help because it's nonfiction. So sometimes I'm, you know, in the bed with my husband, and I go, are you really, really, really in love? And she goes, oh, Lord. Yeah. Well, you know, and we talk about some true stuff, like, well, you know, I think I'm attracted to this guy. And he's like, what? You know, like this doctor friend I've been on for years, and I just admire him because, and we have honest talk, you know. And in this book, I really want women, both women and men, to understand that, you know, we can be attracted to other people, and we need to stop saying stuff like, you know, it's just wrong for you to lust for another woman or man. It's not that I'm lusting. It's just that, hey, on the real done, I can be attracted to someone else. I mean, I can admire another person. And, you know, if you got your game tight, you know, things could really get out of control. So I want in this book to really express what it is to be in love and not to just love, but how do you be in love? Because every girl wants to be in love, and every man wants to feel like a man, you know? So we as women, we have to strike that man's ego, and you guys as men, you got to strike the little girl that's in us. And I mean, and then you can just be in love. It's more to relationships than just, I love you. Really? I want my man to wake up and say, I'm in love with you. That even feels better. Listen at that, Don. Okay. Don, I love you. Or, Don, I'm in love with you.
Well, I like the way you say it anyway. Again, it's like understanding. People get confused, and we need as many books as we can. People get confused between, I tell them, I say, you'll say, I love Denzel Washington. I love everything about him. I like the way he acts. I like da, da, da. And people say, oh, okay. And then you'll see a regular guy that you have friendships with, and your mate will say, so why are you so in love with? It's the same kind of drive. It's not that you want to leave them, but it's just that you're saying, you know what, it's something about them that is just, it does something. And knowing what, when you have a person that's in love with you, you don't have to worry about it. When a person loves you, maybe a little bit different, but when a person is in love with you, you could go to China and they'll still be in love with you. You can do your thing. Mm-hmm. You won't have those little small things going on. But that's going to be a book that you're going to have to write that you could talk about. But there's a lot of people out there that want to talk about those kind of subjects. So, again, I like what you said about rags to riches being your baby and a 27-year relationship with Ritzy's Florist. It's grown. Your daughters are grown. Now you're saying, I'm concentrating on my new baby. And it doesn't mean you've thrown Ritzy away. It just means that now there's a new child being worked on.
Right, and Ritzy's Florist is actually taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And Ritzy's is good to me. I mean, it's hard to let go of Ritzy's. That's why my husband had my shop built, custom built for me. And I decided that I would go by appointment because I wanted freedom. I didn't want to be controlled by a 9-to-5 or having to be there. My clients love for me to touch their work. And I have staff, of course, but I wanted to be able to be flexible. I wanted to travel more. I wanted to write more. But I still wanted to do flowers because it feels so good. You know, it's like it's therapeutic for me. So for me to give up flowers is almost like giving up swimming. You know, it's a hobby. I love doing flowers, so I never wanted to give it up. It's no stress in it. And when you're an entrepreneur and you work for yourself and, you know, you get up and some days you can make $10,000 in a few hours, some days you make $5,000, some days you make $1,000. But it's just, it's a very easy flow. And it's fun. It's so fun that you just can't go wrong. Like, normally I'm not in the city of Memphis. I'm normally out the city every week at least. all over the place. But December, you can call Memphis line and say, you know, most of the clients will call and say, are you in Memphis? And I'm like, of course. Are you in Memphis? Of course. You know, because everybody wants their Christmas trees up. They want, you know, me to come to their house. They want me to decorate their garland. I do these million-dollar homes. And, you know, I do all these wealthy women, they all of their trees and their garlands. And, you know, I do the bachelor pads. And I have a ball. I mean, I'm like just having a good time. Me and my staff, we just have an absolute ball. So, you know, I love it. I really do.
Now, you got a class that you teach, right?
Yes. You know, Don, I like to give back. I give back with my book. My book, I got, it's called Healing the Land Globally. It's a nonprofit organization. And I work with teens and young adults and abused women and men. And what I do is I use the book From Rags to Riches to inspire them and to challenge them to change, to recreate themselves. And that's why I had to make some changes myself so that I could see how hard or how easy I could measure the change process so that I could tell people, listen, you can recreate yourself. You can change your whole wardrobe to accommodate who you want to be. You can change your teeth. You can change your hairstyle. You can change your body. And you can stop doing stuff that you used to do. You can stop sedating your pain. You can just get rid of it. Just forgive and talk about it. You got to be able to forgive and talk about it and get past. Tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth is what you got to do. And I promise you'll set yourself free. You'll be free of all those illness, diabetes. You know, you can be free and happy, so happy. I'll go to bed just excited to wake up. Sometimes I don't even want to go to sleep because I want to wake up and start all over again. You know, I'm like, I don't want to go to sleep tonight because I want to do something else, you know. I just, you know, really. And so, I love to give back. So with Rags to Riches, I give back. With Ritzy's Florist, I give back. People want to know, why do you teach flowers? And that's what you do. Because flowers, it's not about whether somebody's going to make my money. You know, I'm pretty wealthy, thanks to God. So I'm not worried about whether people are going to make my money. Really? That's the last thing I'm worried about. I have so many things going on. I can jump with any career at any moment, and it becomes a millionaire status. So I'm not concerned about teaching other people what I know, because that's a promise I made to God. So, yes, I had a class. And we had a ball. I mean, I taught the women how to do door wreaths, Christmas trees, garland, and we had a ball.
Hmm. Well, are you going to have, can people call you and say, I'm going to come to Memphis and can you show me how to do this stuff? Or, like I said, they want to be able to reach out to somebody that's successful. It's always good to have an example of somebody who's truly doing what they say they're doing. And could people reach you like that and just say, I want to come to Memphis to take a class, or are you coming to Alabama or whatever? I mean, is there any way that they can get in touch with you to learn?
I think, you know, I have taught classes in different cities, I've done seminars. I went to companies and I've taught a class. you know, for 3 hours on a particular thing. I do have seminars here in Memphis. So the best thing to do is just give me a call at 901-525-1645 back to Ricky Flores' office and tell me, you know, if you're interested in a class. Because if you just stop by Memphis and want a class, I just may be in L.A. or New York or Atlanta or
just somewhere.
Somewhere, you know, Belize.
I know, I can tell by the pictures.
Dallas. I don't know. So, you know, but you know, so, you know, I have classes, but I give the class normally around a holiday. Otherwise,
okay.
I'd be more than willing to fly into your city to do a seminar or class for your company, or if you want to get 15, 20 girls together, 10, 15 girls together, and you want me to come in and teach you a certain thing, I can do something like that. I'd be more than happy. And I'll fly at my expense, so no problem.
Okay. Well, you know what? This has been such a great interview. I mean, like I said again, our whole purpose of the show is to introduce our culture and people to people that are doing things that somebody may say the light bulb went off. And I tell them all the time, I see young ladies in the bank doing flowers. And I say, you know what? You could do so much. Maybe if you just ask somebody or reach out, or like you say, just get an inspiration. But I think you're a great inspiration. Memphis is proud of you. I'm proud of you. The world is proud of you. You've proven that you could be, you know, who you want to be. And you just have to take the bull by the horns. And I really like that. Now, I need for you to give them websites one more time for and how to reach you and everything else so they can make sure they get this down.
Okay, so you can go to From Rags to Riches, www.ragstoriches. Make sure you spell it right, W-R-A-G-S-T-O, Riches, R-I-T-C-H-E-S. That's From Rags to Riches. And then you can call me at 901-525-1645. That's Ritzy. Now, you can go to ritzys.net, and that's the website for Ritzy's Forest. And that number, again, is 901-525-1645. Or you can get us on Facebook. You can look up Sharon Coleman or Ritzy's, R-I-T-Z-E-E, Florist, or From Rags, W-R-A-G-S, to Riches, R-I-T-C-H-E-S. Now just go on YouTube and put that in, and there are some trailers there, and there are some other things with me on stage clowning around at the play. And so it'll give you a little more history about From Rags to Riches, but if you call me at 901-525-1645, I'll tell you how to find me, the book, and the florist, okay?
Okay. Well, listen, I have enjoyed you, but this hour has been exciting. Again, like I said, I know you personally, and you are a dynamic Black woman and just a dynamic woman, period. And it's good to know I'm going to have to get this book, Rags to Riches. I'm always interested in supporting authors, and I want to put that book in my library of authors I support. And again, I'm going to have you back on the show sometime soon, maybe in February, when you're doing your Valentine's stuff and things like that. This is going to be really good. But I have enjoyed having you on my show. You have been a very special guest, and I just can't say I'm just proud of you as just knowing you, just knowing Sharon Lovett Coleman. What the heck?
Well,
CEO.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. You sure know how to make a girl feel good.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, it's been a ball. And I'm going to let you go, and then I got a couple of tracks I want to play. We've ran overtime, and it's been worth it. It's been really worth it. And I know my audience, like I said, the board is lit up, girl. I mean, it's blue lights all over the place. They have not off their phones and stuff listening to what you had to say. So you had a whole lot to say. Man, I mean, it was dynamic.
Thank you, listening audience. Thank you so very much for having me. And, hey, season greetings.
Season greetings to you, Sharon.
Bye.
And that was my guest, Sharon Coleman. I mean, I enjoyed her. Let me play this track on the Donis McClure Show. And man, I mean, my board is lit up. But that's Sharon Coleman, my girl in Memphis that just travels the world doing her own thing. So you can do it too. Just put your mind to it and you can do it. Let me play this track called Hey Ya by Outkast. And then my boys, I like them. So I might as well play Hey Ya, Hey Ya, Hey Ya. So I can ever get my
boys. One, two,
back.
Three,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. And if I know for sure.
To the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, and we're running on overtime, but I enjoyed that interview, and I'm telling you, I just saw a couple of friends of mine going to Facebook looking up Sharon Lavette Coleman. They said, man, did you see the pictures? I said, yes, I did. I know her very well. Beautiful woman. Successful, beautiful, and again, it proves that we can overcome a lot of things. Man, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show and Overtime Drive, and that was Hey Ya by Outkast.
Hey ya. Oh man, I like that. Let me play this track. I mean, I am fired up, man. I got 10 more minutes of the show, so I'm going to play a track called Bang Bang by Melanie Fiona. And I mean, my board is lit up. I am so glad. I love my fans. They are hanging in there with me. And I'm going to play this track called Bang Bang. I mean, we're playing a lot of fast tracks right now. No slow loving songs tonight. But I like this. And next week, don't forget my Christmas special, where I will be reading Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish. And the music's going to be dedicated to that book. And you're going to enjoy it. But let me play this last track before I get out of here. Bang Bang by Melanie Fiona.
Anger on the trigger, let it bang, bang, baby, let it bang. I don't give a dang, cause I'm a rebel kind, watch me do my thing. Let me introduce you to my Lucy, I don't care if you like me. I walk it out on them, running from the law, I hit the borderline, they're trying to trap me.
For me, I've got to say, have a great weekend. I have enjoyed my show. I truly have. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. Catch me next Friday. We have made our goal for the year. And man, I owe Renee Gibson for all the stuff she said. Yes, I do it. Anyway, listen, be careful out there. Enjoy your weekend. It's been a blast having you as my friends. I love you so much for all the support you give me. See you next Friday. It's going to be my Christmas show, and I am looking forward to singing even. I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas. Anyway, listen. Hey, be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. And it's the end of my show.